saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. If you are interested in contacting me, you can send me email to bruce@brucesalen.com, and you may follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, or join my weekly tweet chat, which is Dad Chat. That's the hashtag dad followed by chat, one word with the number sign preceding it. It's every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Good morning, Bruce.
Missed you last week. I forgot where you were. Were you on vacation?
I was actually in the studio working on my audio.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So did you finish it up?
We're getting there. It's a long process, but it should be just fine when it's done. It'll probably be available on Audible within the next few weeks.
Excellent. Well, we should probably give away a few on the radio show.
If I knew how to do that. I don't know how to do that.
Well, I can help you with that.
Well, with the audio, because it's sort of there, and I don't have control over it once I upload it, because, you know, Amazon owns everything.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out if we can. So today's topic is college, and you are a perfect guest in the sense that you have just finished sending your two children through college.
Yeah, we're still in process a little bit, but I've also gone to college a couple times.
No.
Yes.
Really?
A few times.
Well, when you went the first time, it was a very substantially different experience than it's become now. But more importantly, rather than doing the reminiscing that I'm so fond of doing and doing the middle-aged guy, you know, so much better back then rant that is of no value, I'd rather you share with us what you learned and what value you think your son and daughter have gotten from their college experiences, and how you and your wife managed it both economically, what boundaries you put around what they're doing, et cetera.
Well, yes, in 5 minutes. Well,
uh-huh.
What I'll say is college was a fantastic experience for my daughter. She went to a school that had a small music department and was taken under the wing by staff there and sort of tapped on the shoulder early on as someone who could be a good teacher. And so she was nurtured, taken care of, and she worked hard and learned a lot and has her course set as a result of the mentoring that she received at school. So for her, it was a tremendous experience. And then socially, she learned a lot. She learned a lot about roommates, living in a different setup every year.
Not at home?
Not at home.
So she was out of town?
Mm-hmm. And so she had to deal with things, and we would help her, but, you know, she had to learn life lessons. We can teach our kids so much as parents, and then life teaches the rest of the lessons. And so she started to learn that and start to become self-sufficient and responsible and began working and making money. And now she's in grad school, and other than health insurance, actually not even health insurance, we have to worry about her anymore, car insurance, you know, she's pretty much on her own.
So did you have to pay for all of her college education up to grad school?
Undergrad, yes. Undergrad.
Did you try to get any aid or loans?
Yes, and I didn't qualify.
Oh, okay.
Probably just barely in terms of...
No, you'd be surprised. The cutoff number, as I now understand it, is if you have, not counting equity in your home, if you have over $60,000 in assets, you will not qualify for any aid or any financial loans.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, it's all...
That's what it can cost for 1 year at some universities.
Right. I understand the environment. And so we didn't want to do the loan thing, and we managed to get through that. And my son has one more year of undergrad, and then he's on his own.
Well... They both went to state schools, though, right?
Right.
So you did manage to save a little bit relative to sending them to a private four-year college.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that was always our intention. It's like we live in California, we pay taxes, we're going to try to take advantage of what we have here, and the education is fantastic. So, yes, can you get a better education? Well, perhaps, but in my daughter's case, she had a fantastic experience. In my son's case, he doesn't even really know what he wants to do. So to spend $50,000, $60,000 a year would have made no sense at all.
Well, that ironically is why I'm a big advocate for community college when a high school graduate is in that place of not knowing what they want to do. I believe from what I read and what I've heard that much of the first 2 years of college is about obviously fulfilling your prerequisite requirements, which is not much to do with whatever major you are, but of more importance, it seems, to the kids is how much they can drink and how much sex they can have.
Well, now, that's a very generalized statement.
Of course it is. And but I'd rather they do that at home and not pay $50,000 for them to learn about binge drinking.
Well, yes. Again, you're being very dramatic. But what I would say
what else is new?
I would say is that if we could not have afforded to send my son to the particular school we sent him to, being in a community college would have been fine. But the fact is the school that he went to actually requires that you declare your major going in. So you start taking major courses from the very beginning.
That's very cool. That's very cool.
And now, as far as partying and all that, yes, that was definitely a part of his experience. But he also was able to join a professional fraternity that year, that first year. And although it took a little... It caused a little damage around his GPA, the quarter that he was pledging. He made a good choice. He met people, and professionally it's already helped him because he's in an internship that he got through his relationships with the fraternity. So I think that anything's possible. Certainly we hear a lot of stories about kids who go crazy, especially the ones who are kept from experiencing any of that when they're younger. In fact, I heard many stories for my kids of kids who had come from families where alcohol and drugs were completely verboten,
mm-hmm.
and then they get to school and they just...
They go nuts.
And yeah, so that's a big issue, too. And that has a lot to do with parenting,
of
right?
Of course.
So, again, as a parent, I was still involved. I mean, they did what they did, but the lessons were still there. You know, they knew that if they wanted us to keep paying for college, they needed to keep the grades up.
Yes, that's the condition for Arnie. If I'm going to spend the amount of money I'm spending to send him to Berklee College of Music, he better darn well do at least a minimum level of grades. And I've also told him if I get any phone call from the university in about him over-partying or indulging or screwing up in any way that would necessitate a call, he can just plan on a plane ride home.
Well, so what I would say to that is there's going to be some of that, and I think some of that needs to be okay. My son got involved in something, and they had to have this little administrative hearing, and there was a slap on the wrist, you know, and there was alcohol in the dorm. I said, but it wasn't just about grades. I had an expectation that he would get involved in extracurricular activities as well,
right?
Because he needed that push. So I never let up. The foot was always on the gas pedal with
mm-hmm.
him. It had to be. Now, he had a lot of freedom, but he always knew that I'm watching him, I have expectations, and I'm not going to quit until I see that he's really sort of looking at his life and trying to find some balance.
Well, I'm going to have to help you quit right now because we're out of time. Unfortunately, I'd like to actually hear more, but please tell our listeners where they can find you, Wayne.
It's very hot, but you can find me in Southern California still at Better
Melting Men, away.
BetterMenCoaching.com and everything we're doing there, everything we're doing you can find there, including our annual retreat that will be coming up in October in Santa Barbara.
Terrific. Wayne, thank you so much. We will be back with Pastor Drew Sams after these messages. 14 Wrap.
Never back up, but I saw him crying like a little whip pup because of love.